broken play, but Elias Pettersson capitalizes.
Goal, Richon through traffic, tip for Lewis to the back door. What a save by Markstrom. He robbed Micah Mattio on the doorstep, stretching out the left pad.
Spicing up your morning drive with the Canuck Commute on the starting lineup.
Do we have a hole in the muffler in the Canucks Commute car?
Yeah, he's that annoying, the guy with the souped-up yeah. Civic.
Can we get Shorty to get us to Midas Muffler or something?
just that car in the neighborhood that you're going, come on, yeah, tighten that up. By the way, Canucks Commute brought to you by a presentation of Van Hook Coffee Services. You wonder why Dolly Wall's always bouncing off walls?
Sugar in the coffee.
There you go. It's the Van Hook Coffee Services that keep us hydrated and powered here inside Sportsnet 650. Hi, Mac. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm going to go get some coffee with sugar myself as soon as I'm done with you guys. Uh-huh. It's really not good for me, but I can't wean myself off of it.
Really? So you're a big coffee sugar guy, Ian?
Yeah. Started probably when I was a teenager, as teenagers
do
crazy things, and I scooped a bunch of white sugar in my coffee and made it taste pretty good.
You sound like a coffee and sugar guy.
Oh, well, that's good. I thought you were going to say whiskey.
Well, rum and coke guy, too.
Well, it didn't matter.
Brad Richardson and I.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Boy, you didn't have to go there.
Hey,
what? Ian. No. You guys are forgetting a great John Tortorella quote. He's a whiskey drinker. Brad Richardson.
Really?
Yes. You guys don't remember that?
It's not as good as the weird dude, but...
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of good torts. Considering he was only here for one season, his quote per press conference ratio is very high.
Very high, very high.
He was a darling of the analytics crowd.
We're basing it off one home game, but they were the darlings of everybody who watched it and was there.
Great night.
Yeah, nothing really went wrong on a night like that. Brian Burke joined us in the last hour. He said you can't judge. It's tough to judge games when they're home openers. Tough to judge the two on the road. Tough to judge last night. But this will be a much more balanced hockey team, don't you feel, Ian?
Oh, for sure. I'm not so sure on defense. It hasn't been so balanced so far. But I also, I was saying on the post-game show last night, it's been a long time since the Canucks had a top four that looks as good as these guys do. So I don't mind them playing a lot, other than we don't want to see Edler or Tanev get hurt. So if you can reduce their ice time here and there, that's a good idea. But up front, for sure, it's a deeper team, more balanced team. And, there's a lot of positive things out of last night. You know what's great about last night is people look forward to it for so long. And that was going to be a night with extra focus and scrutiny and because of the Bo Horvat thing, and yet it all got pulled off. It all went well. The ceremony was great, the game was great, the individually a lot of players who needed to get on the board got on the board, and the team won a big game. It was a great night. Sometimes sports disappoints, sometimes it's just fabulous theater, and last night it was fabulous.
It's like New Year's Eve, right? You always build up New Year's Eve, and then usually it's a dud. But when you're talking about New Year's Eve for so long, and you go, hey, this worked.
It lived up to it.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at Burt's ovation? Like, man, the love affair is starting to come back for Big Four.
Yeah, well, we saw it a few years ago when the West Coast Express was honored. And I talked to Todd that night, and that was cathartic, I think is the word, for him to be able to come back, be embraced the way he was. That was a really big night for him and the fan base, and we see that again. And it did surprise me a little bit last night, just that explosion of sound when he came out and people actually got up out of their seats. They'd been cheering everyone who was coming on the ice, but Todd got them out of their seats, so it was great for him, because I know there was a time he wondered, what the reception would be like and how people viewed him and how he left. So, one of the many good memories from last night.
Ian, Quinn Hughes, it's hard not to be a fan, even if you're in the media watching this guy going, what the heck? How did, you know, he's so good, and he's so good so early. I mean, I don't even want to guess what the ceiling is, but my goodness.
Is he not the defense version of Elias Pettersson?
Sure he is.
In that, as much as he was hyped, he's the real thing's even better.
Yeah.
And as much as Travis tries to suppress expectations and projections, Hughes goes out there and does things that we haven't seen and just raises expectations even more. He has been a game changer so far, literally in terms of what he does on the ice, but also in the broader sense for the franchise. I'm not saying Quinn Hughes makes them a winner or Quinn Hughes is going to help them get a Stanley Cup. I'm just saying this team and the way the franchise is viewed is now different and is going to be different because of Hughes. They haven't had a player like this. It's only been 8 games so far,
to include
the 5 from last year, but he's got 6 points in the 8 games and has been noticeable pretty much in all of them.
Ian McIntyre here on Sportsnet 650, talking all things Vancouver Canucks.
It's only in our market. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
It's only in our market where you can have a night like last night and people are grousing about Elias Pettersson's ice time.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But I would say, but the expectations have changed, though, with Petey now, right? I mean, I think that's the reality, Ian.
Who cares what his ice time was? They won 8-2. Do you want to see him go out and get block a shot when the team's up by 5 and he's
in
garbage time? Come on.
Fair. But I would say this. As a kid, and maybe the days of the box scores just as have been going the way of the newspapers in some respects. But, like, I used to, as a kid, would love looking at the box scores and looking at the score, at the stat lines and what. So look at an Oilers game in the mid-'80s, right? And how many points did Gretzky get last night? And for a night that the home team wins 8-2, 8 freaking goals, and the guy who's supposed to be the driving force of the hockey club from an offensive standpoint, I mean, he scored. But does it not seem a little odd that he just had the 1 point?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. It's a balanced team. I'm standing
down. It doesn't strike me as a worry that Pettersson only had 1 point in an 8-goal game. He's going to be fine.
You know what? The great thing for him would be, and even for Brock, is so much is expected of these two. They're probably going, isn't this nice? We've got some help this year. Like, we're still going to be really good. But we've got some help this year. Have we underestimated what JT Miller might be like? Because you never talk about him when he was in Tampa.
Right.
And now you go, and not that it's put on his shoulders in any sense, but he might be thinking, you know, I'm a pretty good hockey player. They're going to find some things out here in Vancouver.
Yeah, he's actually one of these guys where you view him from afar in little snippets, or you see the highlights, or you watch, you know, a playoff game if you're paying attention to the Eastern Conference in the spring. You say, that guy looks pretty good. Like, he seems, made a nice play there, or skates, or, boy, big guy, mobile. But then when you see him every day and you actually watch what he does throughout a game and you see how he practices, you go, this guy's way better than I thought.
Yeah.
You know, because he's one of those guys, he does everything fairly well. You know, he can skate, he can shoot, he can pass, he plays a two-way game, he can knock people off the puck on the forecheck. He's conscientious and smart. And on top of that, when you see him interact with teammates and in the locker room, he's got leadership qualities as well.
I can't remember so many Canucks defensemen in the offensive zone in the last few years like we've seen so far this year.
Yeah.
You know, Myers grabs the puck. He's always going forward. Tanev last night in front of the opposition net. Hughes is always down there. They're finally going to get production from their back end for the first time in many years.
Yeah. They had 3 defensemen score goals last night.
Yep.
And I said to somebody, and it sounds outrageous, but I bet I would be proven true if somebody took the time to go back and look. They've had months in recent seasons where they didn't get three goals from a defenseman.
Yep.
I don't mean in a game. Sure. Yeah, I mean month without getting three goals from a defenseman. I'm positive it's happened because their goal totals for the defense have been so low.
Low. 28
in recent years.
Last year. And Edler's always hurt, but he still leads the team in points for defensemen with 33. That's going to change.
Yeah.
He's not going to lead this team in points anymore. It's going to be the young guy.
Yeah, although Edler is playing great as well, and I think that's part of it as well. When you talk about taking the pressure off of Pettersson and Besser, and Pettersson, I thought he looked really good last night. I think Brock Besser is still struggling a bit. He's just a little bit off, but he'll get it going. But the point is, with all the other players around them now, there isn't the same
pressure.
It's not a crisis, right?
No.
It's
yeah.
a problem. It's not a crisis if those guys aren't going. Well, it's the same with Alex Edler. You know, with the way that the team as a whole is better, and especially because of adding Myers and adding Quinn Hughes, Edler now it doesn't have to do everything, and. You know, if he's not going to generate points, well, there's other guys who can. And the last couple of seasons, if it wasn't going to be Alex Edler, well, who the heck was it going to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got options now. And amongst us, all this, the goalie's been really good for three games.
Well, and that's the most underreported part of last night is how good Jacob Markstrom was. And the Canucks, even with the 8 goals, they weren't very good in the middle period for a stretch there when they were taking penalties. But Jacob Markstrom was outstanding last night. And that, as well, among many other things, was a very good sign because he wasn't quite good enough in those first two games. It wasn't his fault that they were 0-2. But he got outplayed by the other goalie both nights. He was outstanding last night.
You were outstanding this morning.
Oh,
thank
the
you.
The suit last night was
just average. No, just average.
You were good it's yesterday. You carried
guitar last night.
You
suit.
Carried us here for 12 minutes. We appreciate it.
Ian, we're going for a coffee later on today. I'll pick you up on my CX-5 and free you a Mazda. Go see Dave.
You're not even going for coffee.
As long as they have white sugar.
Thank you, Mr. McIntyre.
Oh, yeah, brown sugar.
Why does it have to be white sugar, Ian? Yeah,
why can't it be brown sugar,
it's
Ian?
Sweet. It's sweeter.
Well, brown sugar's sweet. What are you talking about?
Come on now.
Where are we going?
Look at you opened up a can of worms there, McIntyre.
Ian, just
brown sugar? What's wrong with brown sugar?
Cut him off. Cut his phone off, people. Come on.
There was a song about brown sugar. Come on now.
Thanks, Ian.
See you guys.
Ian McIntyre, sportsnet.ca. Likes his white sugar.
And is, you know, we get a lot of people texting us in at 650-650. And some of the comments have been, we need more from Brock and Pettersson. Ian puts it in perspective, as we should too, man. Enjoy it. 8 goals. They were good. Goalie was good. D-man jumping up. Quinn Hughes was good. There are going to be losses. And when there's losses, we can go, here's where they broke down. But last night, they did everything right from the ceremony to how they played, to the fans doing your part, singing songs, na-na-na, doing the wave. It all worked.
Sportsnet 650.